taking a record of the hearts and minds of the American people, it's the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
All right, welcome back, folks. We'll go to your phone calls momentarily. A short 5-minute segment. I'll finish up with what we just heard from Keir Starmer. He says, obviously, the only problem here is the far-right hatred. Far-right. It's far-right to not want your government to put a mass murderer in your neighborhood. And people going, but this guy was born in the UK. It's like, oh, okay, so I guess it's not just the immigrants. I guess it's their children, too. I guess being second generation doesn't mean you're suddenly British. Cardiff man. Mentally ill Cardiff man stabs 3 children. Okay. Sure. Clearly says there's a far-right hatred. He says, violence is violence, and we're just responding to the violence. As if what happened earlier this week in Southport with a series of riots taking place. You had some far-right people marching. You had some normal people who now didn't feel comfortable sending their kids to camp or crazy. They were protesting. But also, at the same time, you had mobs of Africans rampaging through South End. You had knife fights outside the amusement park between migrant criminals. Doesn't it kind of remind you of January 6th all over again? Isn't it amazing how once they get this paradigm going, once they have the problem reaction solution in motion, they just do it over and over again, and there's seemingly nothing you can do? Either allow the migration crisis to kill your children and swamp your services and overthrow your government, quietly, obediently, die, or if you stand up against us, well, now we have the excuse that we need for massive surveillance and, as he puts it, preventative action. In other words, we'll be punishing you before you commit a crime. We'll be locking you out of trains on the assumption that your presence somewhere is illegal. The fact is, the British people are now being put to a test. They are rolling out the modern Western control grid in a way that's never been done before. And if this is successful, that might be it for the UK. That might be it, totally done at that point. But just to, again, illustrate the lie of this. This is the first press conference a prime minister has given following a riot. In living memory. I mean, I can't think of the last time this happened. There were riots in Harrah Hills, no press conference, Rochdale, Southend, Whitechapel. No press conference for any of those because it wasn't white British people doing it. Pro-Hamas marches, anti-Semitism, Harrah Hills riots, stabbing of soldier, BLM riots and looting, Bangladeshi riots in London, Muslim violence in Manchester. No extra measures to take care of that ever taken. Starmer failed to mention an army officer that was stabbed 12 times, Leeds riots that lasted for 3 days, 2 thugs violently assaulting 3 armed police officers in an airport. That happened last week, and they haven't even been arrested. Riots in Rotherham by the Muslims on behalf of the criminals who attacked police. 3 little girls murdered, 10 injured. Sword fights and machete attacks in Southend. 28 men convicted of gang raping a British girl today, receiving 400 years because their crimes were so revolting and brutal, but they can't even be published, according to the censorship rules in Britain. 8 men charged with gang raping another British child today. Woman beaten to death by 2 Somalis whilst walking her dog. 17 knife murders in 48 hours. 3,000 churches burned, vandalized, or desecrated. It goes on and on and on. Then one little protest by the native British, and suddenly UK has to become a police state.
There are a lot of amazing green drinks out there, and The amount of evidence is just massive of how good they are for our whole bodies, but especially our guts. Our immune systems, our vitality, it's so important. But not all of them are made equal. I couldn't operate in the last 10 years without my morning green drink. And I'm telling you, folks, when I started trying this product just about 6 months ago, it was game-changing. It was so much more powerful than any of the products I'd used before. Optimal Human is hands down the best concentrated green drink out there on the market. And we're so excited to be partnering with them to bring it to you discounted with 25% off when you follow this particular link. And it's so simple. You go to optimalhuman.com/Alex. For yourself and your family, I hope you try Optimal Human now by going to optimalhuman.com/Alex and supporting the InfoWar.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
The British people vote for Brexit. They make it very clear they don't want any more migrants. Polls conducted nationwide in the UK, it's like 95% says there's too many migrants and they need less of them. Instead, they're imported en masse, given military escorts by the hundreds of thousands. British people suffer in a variety of different ways. I mean, not just the open and brutal violence that British people have been subjected to over and over and over, but the more subtle overwhelming of the NHS, destruction of the pension system. It's just a full-on takeover. You know, somebody posted yesterday, when the native British stage one little protest, the whole establishment freaks out and starts implementing all these crazy things. He says, we need a national police force response to this. So they're going to have a, you know, nationwide thought police program. Because the thugs are mobile, apparently, despite the fact that when we interviewed Jack Hadfield, he was like, everybody I talked to had an accent from this area. There weren't people from far away coming to this area to riot or cause trouble. It was locals who were mad that their children had just been killed. So you allowed 3 children to be stabbed in the middle of the, well, 10 children, 13 children to be stabbed in the middle of the day, 3 of them killed under age nine. And then when the people get mad that you've allowed this, you facilitated this, you were the getaway driver for the murderer, you delivered him to the scene of the crime, they protest, everybody freaks out. Obviously, that represents the fact that they don't see the Muslims rioting as a threat. They don't see Black Lives Matter rioting as a threat. They see white British people getting involved as a threat. So if anything, that should be encouragement to the white British people. And again, the point of this is that they are now, with that speech, they're announcing pre-crime. They're announcing the real use of the 15-minute ULEZ system, right? He says they're implementing nationwide facial recognition systems, shared intel between police, preventative action to stop troublemakers before they're even able to get on trains. If this system is rolled out and successful in crushing any dissent in the UK, and they've already proven that voting doesn't work in the UK. You cannot fix this problem through voting. Brexit proved that already. The latest prime minister competition proved that already. The British people have begged for the British government to stop the invasion. The British government is instead facilitating and funding it. We actually have video, clip number 1, of an Afghan documenting his crossing from France to the UK last week. Let's go ahead and roll this as B-roll. He's a young man with a brand new cell phone, wearing nice clothes, Look at the military escort they're given by a French destroyer. And then he's sitting in his government-provided flat. With his big TV and his fancy phone. Arriving yesterday and receiving, you know, infinitely more benefits than the UK citizen, which is, of course, exactly what's happening here in America as well. It is a worldwide plan. They're implementing now the global control grid. It's being rolled out in UK in a very real way. And again, if the flame rises and you start seeing more Blade Runner type activity, you've got British activists cutting down the electronic systems that they need to surveil and control, and they take this as a wake-up call, if the people of the UK take this as a wake-up call, that they're in an impossible position, they've been put in a trap here, where their country is being actively destroyed, and their attempts to prevent that are being criminalized, and they, instead of giving in and kowtowing, decide to rise up and undo all of this, then we have a chance. If this control system is implemented and successful, they might as well be China. This is the Chinese control system. This is the facial recognition, digital ID, permission to leave your neighborhood, barbed wire fences every 15 minutes. And then that's it for the people of the UK. They can be systematically and deliberately replaced. And any attempt to even politically reverse it will be criminalized and shut down. At least in China, they seem to actually like want their people around. I know they're bad in a lot of ways. But their control system at least like stops criminals. The UK control system is there solely to stop the good people from stopping the criminals. And it's coming here too. And just to finish off with this, this type of exchange, I have so many examples of this, but this I think is just a really good one. You have this guy, Nadim Ahmed, who's like, as a British Muslim, I'm very concerned and terrified of living in the country where I was born. I was born here just like every other British person. Then the rest of his posting for years back is like this, quote, I'm going to open a halal meat shop near your home. I will work with my religious team to force Sharia law in your home city. Don't worry, in a few years, you'll be looking forward to Ramadan and singing Qawwali. So it's just like this over and over and over again. You've got these invaders who, when they tell the truth, when you catch them speaking truthfully, they're like, yeah, we're taking over. We're absolutely taking over. We are going to dominate you. We are going to impose our belief system on you. I hate the country I live in. But then when a migrant or a second generation, a Rwandan, stabs three little girls, it's, I'm as British as you are, and how dare you say otherwise? It's all lies. Just send them back. The only possible solution to this is to send them all back. But the UK's over forever, and that's that. With that, we go out to your phone calls. Let's go to Mark in Texas first. Go ahead, Mark. You're on the air.
So how would you summarize your last hour and 15 minutes as far as the political picture goes?
How would I summarize it?
Yeah, in a word or two.
stupidity abounds. Those are my two words.
I'll buy that. So good people should do what?
Good question. You have any suggestions?
Well, I got a couple of observations, and then I'll summarize the kind of the picture. There is none good but God, right?
Right.
No, not one. So, in looking at the big picture from the political side, and then you did make an interesting summary of the other stuff, the science, the religion, and the rest of it, I think we pretty much better pray the Lord's Prayer because Jesus Christ is Lord, right?
Amen.
And he's the original Jew. He didn't speak one single word out of the New Testament. It was all Old Testament stuff. So since he created the heavens and the earth and made everything that is in them, including you and me, and in fact, there's only one race, it just... an issue of how you spread your melanin across your skin. I happen to be one of those double recessive guys that the spray gun kind of got spotty when they ran out of even melanin spread. I think we should probably pray the Lord's Prayer and hope that the Holy Spirit fills us and look at this from the biblical perspective. And probably the biggest thing I would say is from the science aspect, there's a lot of other men who have done a 30-year walk outside of your domain. It would probably be a good idea to follow so that we can at least throw the science aspect of the biblical perspective in there, and that is one of the things that I just got through talking about in biology. The same thing applies to the Big Bang and billions of years. I don't know if you've seen Expelled. No Intelligence Allowed. It was done by Ben Stein. It's pretty good. That's kind of a summary of, in fact, the suppression or just downright memory holding of a lot of the experiences of the past that point towards why a biblical perspective on this entire thing says that we are in the end times. It'd be worth watching because it's back from the 90s. So with respect to your 30-year walk and some people's 40-minute, 40-second, the thief on the cross that was saved comes to mind for that one. 40-week, 40-month, 40-year walks, we are grafted into the tree of life, which is Israel, where God placed his name forever. And I think we need to look at the science from a biblical perspective. That includes the fact that the only simulation that we're in is God's simulation. This country is not in the Bible, and we are not going to the stars. The stars are coming for us. With that, I'll leave you and say, yeah, I'm listening. I'm praying for all of you. And God help us. See you.
All right. Thanks, Mark. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Leon in Montreal now. You say Trump has a new name for Kamala, is that right?
No, he does not, but I would like to propose to Trump to use the following, Kamala Cry Cry, with a KK, making three K.
Kamala?
Yeah, Kamala Cry Cry is the world-renowned inventor of Cry Talk, Cry Laugh, and Cry Lie. Because every time she talks like she's crying. I mean, it's like she's in a permanent depression.
I don't know. I feel like her laugh is more iconic than her crying is. Well, we could come up with some good nicknames for
like a cry.
Kamala. There's a. It's actually an established tactic. The cry lie. One of my favorite YouTubers, True Crime Loser, has a horn that he blows because every time he watches a. Interrogation and somebody is lying while they're crying, that's the cry lie horn. You get the cry lie horn in that situation.
Wow.
Yeah, it's an established deception technique. Use emotion to cover your deception. That's
okay, so Kamala Cry Cry would be appropriate.
I think crying Kamala maybe flows a little bit better, but yeah, there's also... I don't know. The Trump nicknames have sort of fallen off recently. Kamala does need a nickname. I'm sure Trump will come up with a good one. Thank you for that suggestion, Leon. Let's go to Chuck in South Carolina. Wants to talk about the... Well, go ahead. Tell us what this is, Chuck. 2004 or 2024 Global Anti-Semitism Review Act. Go ahead.
Yes. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Can you hear me all right? Okay, yeah. Great. Fantastic. Hey, listen, I appreciate everything you guys do. Long, long time supporter. I have a small chiropractic office here in Greenwood, South Carolina, and your shows are on my TVs and in my speakers educating my patients every day.
Oh, fantastic.
So there has been a lot of discussion about anti-Semitism and hate speech and all this other issues, and I know people are being persecuted and arrested for it and all that type of stuff. And I came across this several years ago, actually probably 15 years ago, in a book that's called The Synagogue of Satan. And are you aware of this? On October 16, 2004, President Bush signs into law the Global Anti-Semitism Review Act, designed to force the entire world into never being critical of the Jews, whatever their actions. This act establishes a special department within the U.S. State Department to monitor global anti-Semitism, which is to report annually to Congress. This act defines a person as being anti-Semitic if they purport any of the following beliefs, and there are 14 of these. Number one, any assertion that the Jewish community controls government, the media, international business, and or the financial world. Number two, you can't use strong anti-Israel sentiment. That apparently will get you into trouble. Number three, expressing virulent criticism of Israel's leaders, past or present. The State Department gives an example of this occurring when a swastika is portrayed in a cartoon decrying the behavior of a past or present Zionist leader. Number four, any criticism of the Jewish religion or its religious leaders or literature with the emphasis on the Talmud and Kabbalah. Those are two really special books. Number five, any criticism of the U.S. government and Congress for being under undue influence by the Jewish Zionist community, which would include the Jewish organizations such as American Israel Public Affairs Committee, or what is referred to as AIPAC. And I think recently we have found out that apparently every one of our Congress members and senators has an AIPAC lobbyist who basically is there to tell them what to do. Number six, any criticism of the Jewish Zionist community for promoting globalism, or what some call the New World Order. Number seven, this is a beauty, placing any blame on Jewish leaders and their followers for inciting the Roman crucifixion of Christ.
Okay.
Eight, this is a beauty too, citing any facts that could in any way diminish the 6 million figure of Holocaust victims. Number nine, claiming that Israel is a racist state. 10, making any claims that there exists a Zionist conspiracy. 11, this is a beauty, Greg Reese will love this one, offering proof that Jews and their leaders created communism and the Bolshevik Revolution in Russia. Apparently that can get you into trouble. Number 12, making derogatory statements about Jewish persons. 13, asserting that spiritually disobedient Jews do not have the biblical right to reoccupy Palestine. Wow, that's a hot topic these days. And number 14, and this was the one that fully put me over the top because anybody that's done their homework on this topic understands this dynamic. Number 14, making any allegations of Mossad involvement in the 9/11 attacks. Put into law, October 16th, 2004, by good old President W. Bush.
Well, that way.
Anyway, I've been trying to get into you and to any one of the shows and try to read that because I've never heard anybody talk about it all this time.
Well, it's very similar to the one that was passed earlier this year. I wonder if the crew can pull up that Wikipedia page again. I wonder how this is implemented because it wouldn't be a law unless it was passed by Congress and then signed by the president. But the president could do an executive order and establish a body within the State Department to oversee the State Department.
Right.
And so
makes sense.
What's happened recently is that that has been expanded to where now every branch of the federal government will have an inquisitor, will have a operative from this group to guarantee that not only are the actions and output from this, from every governmental body, not only doesn't include the things you just listed, but actively promotes the interests of the Jews. Now, if you just read everything you read, but replaced the word Jew with white, it would be pretty obvious that our government is a white supremacist one, right? If you weren't allowed to criticize the leadership of white people or whatever, all the things that you read. So the only conclusion is that we live in a Jewish supremacist country, and it's been that way for the last 20 years. That was signed in 2004, you say?
Yes. And I remember, you know, way back with Dr. Ron Paul used to talk about, you know, the AIPAC influence way back in the day.
Yeah, of course. It's been there. I mean, Trust me. It's AIPAC and the ADL have had inordinate power since, like, before Israel was even a state. So that should give you another you know, wrinkle in this. It's not about
sure.
Israel.
I appreciate your time. You guys keep doing the great job that you're doing, and thanks. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you, Chuck, for bringing that to us. Again, it's not really that complicated. Free speech is free speech. And if you have laws saying that your government or its citizens cannot criticize the beliefs of a religion, that is de facto a state religion now. So we have been operating for the last 20 years under a state religion. They just don't call it that. Let's go now to Jay in Alabama. Thank you for the call, Chuck. Jay, go ahead. You're on the air about Kamala Harris.
Hello, Mr. Harris. So I was going to say, you know, Kamala Harris, I was going to see if she was going to make an office for people with, like myself. I have a white Jewish American privilege card, but it seems to be defective. I was thinking I might, instead of getting like one that was made out of a reflective tape that could have a more of a spectrum on it that it gave me more privileges to commit some crimes, and maybe I was wondering what kind of money I could earn with such a card. But after listening to all the callers, I'm thinking this is not where I really want to go.
All right, where do you want to go?
I'm thinking, you know, I'm an American first, of course, and I'm a Jew, you know, and I go to the Chabad, and there's an excellent rabbi up there, and famous Rabbi Friedman, and his father is very, very well known. His name is Rabbi Manus Friedman, and he only speaks of the law of the Torah, and there's like 613 laws in there, and about 270, I believe, are doable right now, until the Messiah comes, according to the Jewish faith. And, you know, I like listening to Alex and all of you people speaking of all the good morals of your Bible and of Jesus and all that. And that's all well and fine. But Rabbi Manus kind of brings it back really simple to the fact that, you know, we're here to serve God. That's all we're here for, because he wants us to serve him. That's why he made us. And we're here to perform duties to make him happy. And he gave us laws that were to be implemented. And so all the laws that have been written by man, similar to the Constitution, are laws that are in the Torah, and humans expounded on them and made them crazy. You know, I mean, I don't know, I guess I'm really touched today, and I'm thinking I'm anxious, and I'm actually sick by all that which is going on in the world, seeing, you know, where people are wanting to fight with other states and countries and blow people up, and the world is going crazy. Yeah. And just, I would really love you to get on the show, Rabbi Manus Friedman, or listen to him on YouTube. And maybe give him a ring up and see if you like the way he shares and speaks.
I'll look into him. I just wrote down his name as you said it. I will look into it. But that's the thing. I mean, it's the same thing they do with Kamala Harris. They use racial identity or ethnic identity or religious identity to get you to support things you shouldn't.
The New World Order is going to take everything you got. They're going to take your children's soul. Are you going to keep bowing down to these people? You going to let this scum rule over you? It's time to break their will. It's time to say, I don't care what the hell you do to me. And I don't know how this is going to end. But if you want to fight, you better believe you've got one.
take a look at what happened. Stop, 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 stop.
On July 13th, 2024, the deep state took a shot not just at Donald Trump, but at America and our republic. But by the grace of God, God's hand was on Donald Trump, and by just millimeters, he survived. Ladies and gentlemen, the deep state, Google, all the big tech companies other than X have been trying to suppress this image. They've been trying to suppress everything about the assassination. But it is so important that we support President Trump and we support the InfoWar that defends and supports Trump by getting this iconic shirt. It takes that incredible fight, fight, fight image, and it says never surrender. Under it and on the back, it says the answer to 1984 is 1776 with my signature. Now, this is brought to you by one of the top Patriot apparel makers in America, and they partnered with us and they print the shirts and everything right there in Arkansas. So these are ready to ship right now.
We love you.
Yes! President Trump had 8 shots fired at him, killing one man, critically wounding 2 others, and grazing his ear. He immediately popped back up and said, fight, 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 which translates to never surrender, never back down, never give up. But it takes the exercise of free speech and the financial support in a fight to save our republic. And InfoWars is recognized as the tip of the spear. And right now, we are in a funding crisis and need your support. So I have a 360 win. Get this amazing never surrender Trump fight, fight, fight shirt with the answer to 1984, 1776, and my signature on the back, a historic memento, and wear it proudly in public, and you'll probably get, it's what I've experienced, 95% love. You may have some leftists try to physically attack you as well, but it's an adventure to wear this shirt. I've been wearing it out in public, and it's been amazing, and you really see the grassroots support that President Trump has around the country, not just in red cities, red towns, and red states. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is a critical juncture for the republic, and now is the time to wear our colors loud and proud. The red, white, and blue, with President Trump raising his fist defiantly to the New World Order. Go to holdtheline.com and use promo code Alex, and you get additional 10% off. By wearing this shirt in public, you raise your fist in defiance with President Trump and myself and many others to the globalist tyranny and say, we will never surrender to the New World Order. And the answer to your tyranny is 1776. We will never surrender. We will fight, fight, fight. Because the answer to 1984 is 1776. Fight.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. This just in from Jacob King on X. Over $2.9 trillion has been wiped from major indices and stocks this morning due to growing fears of a global recession. This is the worst day for stocks since March 16th, 2020, during the COVID-19 pandemic fears. Basically, since the 2 weeks to slow the spread lie. And it's red basically across the board on the stock market. $2.9 trillion wiped out from major indices and stocks. As the collapse may be here once and for all. Let me just give you a few more headlines here before we go back out to calls. Because again, when it comes to the political divide, it's illusionary in some senses. It's useful to the powers that be in many ways. But there's also a very distinct difference between the Republicans and liberals. It's whether you recognize reality or not, whether you have a functional threat response or are in some way suicidal. Virginia Supreme Court rules parents cannot sue school for giving 6-year-old unwanted COVID jab. What did I say? Oh, yeah, Vermont. Vermont Supreme Court rejected a family's lawsuit against the Windham Southeast School District for accidentally injecting their, at the time, six-year-old child with COVID-19 vaccine without their consent, ruling that the error was covered by federal liability shield. It's been reported that during a 2021 clinic hosted by the district and the Vermont Department of Health, the child, identified only as LP, had a directive in place from the father, accepted by school officials, that the child was not to be vaccinated. However, the child was given one dose of Pfizer's mRNA-based COVID shot after being erroneously given the name tag of a child with no such restrictions. Oh, oops, whoopsies. Whoopsie daisy. We told you folks, don't send your kid to school on vaccination day. There are laws on the books in California that say sending your child to school on that day is de facto permission to inject them. So they're going to inject them. So these people didn't want their kid to take the poison shot. School gave it to them. They sued the school, and the case has been thrown out. You don't have a right to sue your school when they perform explicitly unwanted, explicitly denied by the parents, medical procedures on the kids. Amazing. Meanwhile, Minnesota Supreme Court rules even when a person is actively being attacked and is at risk of death, they cannot defend themselves and brandish a deadly weapon if it is, quote, reasonably possible to retreat. So this is beyond gun control. This is about knives as well, weapons of any sort. Basically, if you are being attacked, but some person later decides, well, you probably could have just run away, then I guess you'll be charged with murder, attempted murder. You have to retreat before brandishing a weapon. As if being in a life and death situation, you know, they're going to come back months later and go, well, actually, there was an open window that you could have jumped out of. It's like, oh, I'm sorry, I was being attacked. I was in fear for my life. I defended myself. Well, not anymore. Meanwhile, multiple states are now investigating Act Blue for suspected money laundering. This is from Real Patrick Webb, and he lists a number of AGs that have picked up the incredible investigative work that has been done. For some reason, has had to be done by independent auditors like James O'Keefe. Why this isn't on their, you know, radar already, why the Republicans aren't already aggressively going after this, is anybody's guess. But thank God there are people like James O'Keefe who just took up the responsibility of going, hey, you know, this Act Blue page shows that there were 100,000 donations from an unemployed person in Oklahoma City. And then they go to the person's home and say, have you ever donated? And they're like, maybe once. You know, I gave $10 a year ago. It's like, oh, so you haven't given $200,000 in $2 increments 100,000 times over the last 3 months? It's like, no. Okay, then it's fraud. Then it's money laundering. Then it's a crime. Donald Trump, facing 110 years in prison and 34 felony accounts because he mislabeled a check that he paid to a lawyer. That apparently is egregious election tampering, but literally tens of millions of dollars funneled through this Act Blue laundry system. It took independent reporters to figure this out and to force, basically, Republican AGs into this. So that's at least good. America First Legal, also, again, doing the job of protecting children from the absolute psychopaths that run our country. Shocking expose. Our litigation just exposed that Biden's FDA recommended approving puberty blockers to minors, despite noting that these drugs are associated with a, quote, increased risk of depression and suicidality. So the only argument that they've ever put forward for why you should give kids transgender treatment, hormone treatment, or castration, or breast removal, or any of the other mutilations that they dress up as a medical procedure. The only argument for these is you can either have a dead daughter or a living son. If your son will kill himself if you don't let us cut his nuts off. And we reported many times over the last year, massive studies that have shown the exact opposite is the truth, and that going through these procedures not only doesn't cure the pain you feel from being dysmorphic or whatever, it actually makes it worse. It actually makes you more likely to commit suicide. So just as you read through these, I admit the Republicans aren't perfect. I admit it is not a good versus bad thing. But who is lying about children's health in order to castrate them? Who is opening the border to criminals and murderers and terrorists? Who is scamming the entire political system by laundering their money through Act Blue to allow billionaires to fund campaigns under the guise of small donations? Who is taking away your right to defend yourself? Who is giving your children unwanted jabs and then giving liability to the people that did it? It's all Democrats. So I get it's a false dichotomy. It's not totally false, is it? One side isn't desperately trying to destroy everything good in the world. The other side is. I know Trump won't solve all of our problems, but a Trump loss will maximize and multiply the problems by a million. So there's that. Let's go out to your calls. Tim in California wants to talk about the 9/11 terrorist who avoided the death sentence yesterday. They apparently made a plea deal with him. Go ahead, Tim, you're on the air.
Thank you for taking my call, Harrison. Yes, I believe it's kind of congruent with the prisoner exchange kind of things. But most of the audience probably is aware of Loose Change, L-O-O-S-E, Loose Change. You can go to YouTube and look that up. And this is related to 9/11, which, of course, goes back to 2001. So depending on people's age, they may or may not even remember what happened. That's why I'm pointing back to Loose Change. But so long as we're going to read the names out loud every year for 20-something years, then it's important, and we have to realize the cause and effect and how the dominoes follow behind all this. I mean, we have the debauched Afghanistan withdrawal trying to beat some deadline of the 20th anniversary or so forth, and just, you know, and then that, because of that weakness, it sets in motion the things in Israel, and you get the idea.
So much of it is downstream from 9/11. You're exactly right. I'm sorry, we have to go to commercial break, but I wonder if the plea deal wasn't reached because they wanted to avoid a trial, either because they didn't have sufficient evidence to actually convince everybody that this guy was the mastermind, or because they wanted to avoid discovery outright because of some of the truth that would have come out.
A lot of people have been asking me how they support InfoWars in this critical fight. And it's simple. Support our sponsors. And we brought you something really special that's a limited edition. It is a campaign coin. You've seen campaign coins from different wars, Vietnam, World War II, you name it. Some wars were just, some wars were bad. But still, we've supported the troops and their memento of the campaign they've been through. Well, we're working with one of the top companies in America that is supporting so many great conservative talk show hosts like the Hodge Twins and so many others who come up with so many of these beautiful coins. And this one is the Hold the Line coin. It is a limited edition. And this campaign coin is only $30. We get an additional 10% off with promo code Alex at HoldTheLine.com. HoldTheLine.com. It's got the Liberty Bell. It says Fight for Freedom with other inscriptions on the reverse side. It's got key quotes from the Bill of Rights, from true Americana history. This is a piece of history that funds the InfoWar. So this is a limited edition for InfoWars. If you want to support the broadcast, get the Hold the Line coin right now at HoldTheLine.com. This is how you show the globalists that you're a patriot and you stood up for America and you help hold the line, the most critical point in the InfoWar. Go to HoldTheLine.com and get 10% off with the promo code Alex. It's an amazing limited edition coin. I'm firing the bat signal like Colonel Travis the Alamo. Victory or death, we need your support. It's a piece of history. You get a big discount with promo code Alex. Now go to holdtheline.com right now and get the coin, holdtheline.com. Want to keep us on air? Get a piece of history? Take action now. Holdtheline.com.
All right, folks, BrainForce Ultra is back in stock. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. Before I started working here at InfoWars, I didn't believe that supplements really worked. I thought these were just products that people consumed for peace of mind and that our body would flush them out. But one of the first products I ever took was BrainForce Plus, which is the capsule version of BrainForce Ultra. And this is actually more powerful than BrainForce Plus. But the first time I ever took BrainForce Plus, I noticed within 20 minutes that I had a change in my state of mind. And ever since then, I believed in our products and I believed in supplementation as an important part of health. So BrainForce Ultra is particularly special because it's a more potent and convenient form than BrainForce Plus. Now, it's not only going to help you with enhanced cognitive function, focus, but it also is going to help you with increased energy levels. We know that the formula includes yerba mate leaf and green tea leaves, both of which contain natural caffeine and polyphenols. These components provide a sustained energy boost without the crash. Ashwagandha root and ginkgo leaf are included for their adaptogenic and antioxidant properties. Not only will this product help enhance mental clarity and focus, enhance energy levels, but it will do so in a way that reduces stress so you don't feel the anxiety associated with too much caffeine, energy drinks, perhaps like an Adderall or a nicotine. These are all great reasons to buy BrainForce Ultra from InfoWarsStore.com. But perhaps the best reason to get this product, BrainForce Ultra, from InfoWarsStore.com is because by buying products from InfoWarsStore.com, you keep InfoWars on the air. Now, we know that freedom of speech is under attack. We know that there's a war on for your mind, that the globalists and transhumanists and the New World Order are trying to conglomerate all political power so they can subjugate humanity for the indefinite future. But we're not going to let that happen because we're going to do things like go to InfoWarsStore.com. We're going to get BrainForce Ultra. We're going to fight and win the war that is on for our minds, all while keeping InfoWars on the air. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com right now, get BrainForce Ultra, and be the reason we are still on the air.
Stories we haven't covered quite yet. I've at least mentioned most of them. Apparently, the female boxer who got beaten by a man, gave up after a minute, has apologized. She feels very bad about what she said, which is not ideal, in my view. There's been a lot of discussion about this, and I was even pointing out yesterday, I was like, how is this guy from Algeria? Do Muslims even have transgenderism? This doesn't make any sense. Apparently, his transgenderism is like a natural mutation. He is one of those, you know, vanishingly small number of people who are intersex. However, he has XY chromosomes, meaning he's a man. It's like, but he lived his life as a woman. Okay. But he's got XY chromosomes and a dong, so he's a man. So I guess that makes him a man. And of course, she had been prevented from participating in other sports because of his higher testosterone level. You know, the testosterone level that a man might have. He also has tested positive for XY chromosomes. So not really that, you know, confusing at all. And perfectly in line with everything going on. Vox News has stepped into the controversy to remind everybody that the Nazi roots of sex testing and discrimination against trans athletes in the Olympics. Yes, if you're opposed to men beating women in the ring, you might be a Nazi. In fact, you are a Nazi, obviously. And people are like shocked at this. But this is kind of what the Nazis were about. You know, burning transgender books, textbooks, and the first clinic that performed transgender surgeries. They weren't big fans of that. And people are acting like this is crazy, like, what, you're saying this is a Nazi thing? Well, yeah, kind of. Yeah, a little bit, actually. Kind of is. We can admit that. And if you remember, as we've talked many times, the reason why the German government gave children to pedophiles was to defeat fascism. There's a very prominent and, if you're honest, somewhat well-founded belief system that if you are moral, it'll lead to fascism. If you are concerned about transgenderism or pedophilia, that's a route to fascism, and that to destroy fascism, you have to root out and destroy humans' disgust at things like pedophilia. And this is what they was like, they associate sexual morality with fascism, and so they're trying to destroy sexual morality in an effort to stop the rise of fascism. And the White Rabbit podcast on X said, friends in Paris tell me that Paris is empty. The Olympics is an expensive flop. Restaurants are making no money. Tourists have not arrived. I guess they ensured that would happen with their imported migrant crime and pornographic opening ceremony. What is also driven away from the Olympics is that the Olympics is 100% cashless and all products and services are via QR code. People literally checked out of hotels because of it. Cashless is failing. And already, like, even the most successful Olympics usually cost more than they make. It's a very expensive boondoggle for the countries that host the Olympics. They have to build all these stadiums and have all this infrastructure. But if people aren't even showing up, that's a whole other level of failure. So satanic in every possible regard. With that, we go back out to your phone calls. Let's go to Dave in Arizona. Dave in Arizona, you are on the air. Go ahead.
Thanks, Harrison. What an amazing show. Hopefully I can and pull this all together. First of all, nicknames. I shared this with somebody in President Trump's inner circle last week. Chameleon Cackler.
I think Chameleon Kamala is a very good one. That really...
Yeah.
Chameleon Harris.
Actually, J.D. Vance used that on Wednesday after I had shared that with this person inside of Trump's circle. He's been calling her Chameleon all week. Great. So a couple movies that are prescient based on what you shared with what's going on in the U.K. They want to enforce Minority Report because they need to avoid A Bug's Life. And they don't press back on the Muslim population because it's so small. But when the white population rises up, they put us back on our place because they know that the ants can overrun the thin blue line.
Yes. Yeah, that's a very good point. And look, we've said it here for a long time. As much as we understand why they say things like white Americans are the biggest threat, it is true to them. Like, white Americans aren't threats to innocent people, but threats to the system, threats to the control, threats to the powers that be. It's us. We are the threat, not anybody else, just to be honest with you. It's going fine other places. They only run into trouble where white people live who don't like to be controlled that much. So, yeah, absolutely. They freak out over white people standing up against them when they allow black people to literally burn their cities down. So that should tell you quite a bit.
Can I offer the last piece that rolls this all together?
Please.
Yeah. So this is what I've been screaming about for 5 years since I woke up in 2019. The establishment class, the psychopathic overlords in our establishment class, they need power and money. So everything that's done, the federal, state, and local taxes, the property taxes you pay, the license fees, all of that, is to steal money. It's money laundering from we the people to those people. And we're all being played. If you think back to the 2008 housing crisis, COVID-19, the burning of Somaliopolis, Act Blue, Ukraine, FTX, it's all meant to separate money from we the people. That gives them now power.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to just humbly disagree with you a little bit, because you're standing up for the Republican Party a little bit. My thought is the DNC is corrupt, and unfortunately the GOP, the gelted, old, pathetic party, is, in fact, complicit. So by going along, they are the weak men that create hard times for us.
Yeah, 100%.
So they are almost worse than the Democrats, because the nihilist Marxists in the Democrat Party will spit in your face. The Republicans will just wait till you turn around and stab you in the back, sir.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. And, you know, to some degree, I appreciate the tactic that some people are taking. In fact, there's a big controversy right now because Kyle Rittenhouse is like saying he's not going to vote for Trump because he's too weak on the Second Amendment. And while I think now maybe is not the time for that, like I know Nick Fuentes is big on this too, sort of, you know, punishing Trump for not being far enough right. And to a certain degree, I agree with that, in that MAGA and the Republicans need to stop trying to pander to the left. They need to pander to the right. They need to, like, the Democrats are always eager to try to prove to the far left how far left they are. Nobody on the right wing panders to the right wing to show how right wing they are. They pander to the left to show how centrist they are. And so, you know, I think the younger people are just like sick of this and are just like, no, if you want our votes, you have to appeal to us. Stop trying to appeal to the people who despise you and are actively trying to destroy your country. You have to appeal to us, the Americans. So on one side, I agree with that. I also think for this election, it's imperative that we get Trump in office. Again, not because that'll solve everything, but because that will at least give us the beachhead to continue the war rather than, you know, be inflicted total defeat. So, but I do think you're right in that the Republicans for too long have been trying to play this game of centrism and are happy to sell out their own people. And it all has to do with the media, and all has to do with media control of the narrative, as Republicans are responding to the seemingly unbiased claims from the journalists that are clearly just left-wing talking points. So enough is enough. They do need to move more to the right. They need to appeal to the middle class and the real Americans and the people that don't want to live in a communist hellhole and go on the offensive against the Democrats. But I think that's happening. It's not going to happen overnight. It's going to take a generation to get new people in and replace the old guard. But that is happening, and I'm happy to see that. Folks, go to InfoWarsStore.com to support us. Have a wonderful weekend, and stay tuned for the Alex Jones Show. It begins in 90 seconds.
There are a lot of amazing green drinks out there, and the amount of evidence is just massive of how good they are for our whole bodies, but especially our guts. Our immune systems, our vitality, it's so important. But not all of them are made equal. I couldn't operate in the last 10 years without my morning green drink. And I'm telling you, folks, when I started trying this product just about 6 months ago, it was game-changing. It was so much more powerful than any of the products I'd used before. Optimal Human is hands down the best concentrated green drink out there on the market. And we're so excited to be partnering with them to bring it to you discounted with 25% off when you follow this particular link. And it's so simple. You go to optimalhuman.com/Alex. And by just going to that link, no promo code has to be put in, nothing. You get 25% off right off the top by going there. Now, it would take me 20 minutes to tell you everything about this amazing product, but you need to go read about it for yourself. And this is what I call a total 360 win. It's the highest quality, it's a great price, and it supports the InfoWar. OptimalHuman.com/Alex, 25% off right off the top, and it funds the InfoWar and empowers your body, your stamina, your energy, your health. For yourself and your family, I hope you try Optimal Human now by going to OptimalHuman.com/Alex and supporting the InfoWar. So there's the InfoWars MD line that I don't talk about enough, that is all the highest quality, whether it's turmeric or whether it's natural sleep aid, or whether it's saw palmetto, with other compounds that are great for your prostate, also great for women's breast. It affects the same type of tissues that have those hormonal fluctuations. I'm not a doctor, but I read the literature. You need to go to InfoWarsStore.com and go to the sections that have the whole line, over a dozen products, InfoWars MD.